This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Damon, Ashley.
Let's go.
Sorry, we're chatting about Smoothie Tuesday, which is Callum's invention.
It's actually my money-making scheme to get more air miles.
Can we please have context from the top on this?
Yes. So a couple of, well, actually, I've done Smoothie Tuesday on my own, I would say, for about a year.
Really?
Not long? Not every week. I only really during the summer months.
Why was it Tuesday in particular?
Just because Tuesday is my longest day in work. So it's like,
I get
myself.
It's a bad day as well.
We work in town near Stevens Green, so there's a jump smoothie place just around the corner. It's like literally a 2-minute walk. And I was like, do you know what? I'll go and get a smoothie, and maybe sometimes I'll go downstairs to Dunn's while they're making the smoothie to get a little pastry.
Oh, yeah.
Treat myself.
You'd actually use your time that wisely and say, I'll be back
while they're making, would you go?
And they're like, no problem.
A nice little croissant.
A pan au chocolat or a chocolate twist. A chocolate fiend. Anyway, so then I would say maybe at the start of this year, I started broadening Smoothie Tuesday up to anyone else in the office. I'm saying, I'm going out for a smoothie. Would you like a smoothie?
Can I just stop you there and say anyone else in the office is incorrect? Because we were only asked if we wanted a smoothie for the first time last week.
Normally I go to get my smoothies now when you're still in the studio and I'm out in the office. So if you're not in the office environment, you don't get it.
But you literally just walked out of the room.
Exactly. I want to be rid of you. So I started asking people around the office and no one would really take up apart from myself and Gav, who works in music.
Yeah.
And then I'd say maybe a month ago, my girlfriend Jess was like, Callum, you should register your bank card with Air Club. Air Club is Aer Lingus's Air Miles scheme. Avios, I think it's called.
Can anyone register their card with it?
Any card. You can just link your bank card into Air Club.
And I'm going to do that.
In certain retailers, you need to download the Air Club app.
Yep.
In certain retailers, you earn Avios for what you spend in said shop. So it's not like I go to Tesco, use my Revolut card, and I get Air Miles from that. I don't.
Oh.
Because it's only in like
certain shops.
In certain shops.
But Jump is
off
one of them.
Jump is one of them.
Can I sidetrack real quickly?
Kildare Village is one of them.
Is the Air Club app any better than the Aer Lingus app? Because it's absolutely
You can't
useless.
Book flights on the Air Club. The Air Club app is just to see how many points you have. It's a little
so
bit
bad.
Gross. So now I ask if anyone wants Smoothie Tuesday. I'm up to about 4 regulars now.
Which is about all you can handle.
You've got James, Nick,
Gav, myself, and sometimes Shannon, who does entertainment.
There was one week where
Kieran joined in, who works in production. That was 6. I had to enlist
get the tray.
Help. I had to get Nick to help me because I only do trays for 4 and 2. And I couldn't, and then I couldn't get the doors and everything. So now I'm earning like 200 air miles per week.
That's brilliant,
this is
Callum.
Genius.
I was equated about €2.
Yeah, it's pitiful. But I'm going to Florida in the summer, also I'm going to Vienna in the summer, which I booked through Aer Lingus. So I'm going to get tons of air miles
in a year. That's €100.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Get a free upgrade.
This Air Club thing that I've just downloaded. Yeah. I booked my flights to New York with Aer Lingus. Is it too late to add them now?
I think you can link in.
Okay.
So if you want to link in with mine, that'd be great because then I get more.
What do you mean?
When are you going to fly Aer Lingus
again? Take your points. Don't let him.
I can't remember who I'm going with to Spain in June.
I got £60 off a flight there recently with my Avios. That's just from booking flights.
Avios. No one tells you anything around here. I didn't even know this was a thing.
I've never heard of Avios.
It's not amazing, and you need like a ton of air miles to get free flights. And then free flights, you still have to pay taxes on and everything as well.
Right.
Did you know there's a 9/11 tax? Anytime you book a flight to America, you look into the baggage and the fees. There's a 9/11 tax. It's a security tax, but it's called the September 11th tax.
Wow.
That's crazy.
And what do you mean?
And I think
tax on security.
I actually want to say that it's $9.11.
Jesus. That's weird.
Now, I may be making that bit up. I haven't cross-checked
that's
that. But there is definitely
a
9/11
tax. Then it must be a certain percentage, not a certain amount.
They can tax you on anything, though, can't they?
Yeah, but it would usually be maybe it's 9.11%.
You know what? Maybe it is a percent, but that one time you did it,
it was 9.11. That's mad.
There you go. We're back tomorrow from 7 a.m. Enjoy your Smoothie Tuesday.
Good luck.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Ashley.
Let's go.
Every day we wake up,
rise and shine.
Hello, hello, and hello.
What's going on?
And hello to you too.
What's the story, lads?
Hello.
Not much going on.
Tuesday, bit of rain due today, but I think in between a lot of sunshine, so
yeah, not bad.
Not the worst.
We'll take it.
Speaking of, I don't think I'll be as brave today knowing that there is a bit of rain due at some point, or expected at least.
I have no interest in that. What? No, take it back. Take the rain back. I don't want that.
Yesterday afternoon, I actually had such a busy Monday. I made that Monday my B. So much done.
Okay.
Flat out running around the place all day. So then I scheduled 2 hours of painting in the garden.
Do you mean like the walls or for yourself? Like painting something nice?
Like art.
Like art.
Very nice.
Yeah. Do you know what I was painting? George Street Arcade. I did a little...
Oh, did you?
Lovely.
Yeah, very nice. Anyway, halfway through my painting, I was like, oh, it's so nice, the heat on my back. I just lay down on the blanket and fell asleep in the garden.
Nice.
And I think it might be the best ever place to have a nap, lads. Outdoors.
The garden.
All the way.
Yeah.
When you're safe and sound and you're outside.
But we've been through this in the show. You, for some whatever reason, love sleeping outside. It's the weirdest thing. Like, Emma loves camping. Like, her favourite thing in the entire world is music festivals. And I'm convinced she actually doesn't care about the acts. It's so she can sleep in the tent.
Oh, she really does. What, did we do an experiment once and you slept for like 14 hours?
In the tent.
In the tent.
Yeah. All together now or something.
And do you remember?
Insane.
Yeah, yeah.
She slept outside in her garden.
Do you remember
as an
you made
experiment.
Me set up the tent in the garden? I was thinking about that the other day. And I remember being locked out after school when I forgot a key and waiting for someone to get home, and I fell asleep in the garden at home in the middle of like November. Just fell asleep.
I have this like very kind of ratty out bench on the balcony in our apartment, and it's like not even half my body length.
Yeah.
But when I'm out there reading, I'll eventually kind of shimmy down and I'll sleep on the hard bench.
Oh my God.
With my legs bent up, my head just on wood.
I didn't know you were an outdoor kicker as well.
From time to time.
You were both. You were both squirrels in a previous life.
I think so too.
That's so bizarre.
But to wake up and just be like, "Ah, I'm in the garden.
I have
probably got a bit of a tan."
I have a sun lounger, and I couldn't even fall asleep on it.
What?
No, I need to be in a bed with a blanket wrapped around.
Nah.
Oh, I do love falling asleep in the sun.
You know, when you're on your holidays, say if you're on the beach, and even if you're in the shade, and you're just like, "Oh, this is it now."
Oh yeah.
I can't imagine being on the beach and just go.
Don't knock it till you try it. We're kicking off with Sabrina Carpenter. Espresso will spin.
Throw me on and let me do my thing.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Olivia Rodrigo. That's called Obsessed. You're listening to Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. What's the crack?
What's going on? I woke up this morning to a headline on Twitter that just said Harry Styles has split from his actress girlfriend Taylor Russell after 14 months, right? And in the article it says a pal said Harry and Taylor have ended their relationship. They went through a rough patch after their trip to Japan and are taking some time apart. All right, Grant, Harry Styles is single.
He's been quiet lately, hasn't he, a bit?
He has, to be fair.
Since all his touring.
But even though I've just given you that headline, I don't really want to talk about that. It's not really what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the fact that how come some relationships with major A-list celebrities are so public and some aren't at all.
I didn't even know he had a girlfriend.
This is exactly what I'm saying. I had no idea he was in a relationship. Working on Spin, you'd think I would know that.
You'd think
you
should.
Funny, what's funny about, I think, some of these A-listers, and like as much as like their privacy is always like, you know, being sacrificed.
Mm.
I feel like if you set the precedent, the media just kind of follow suit.
Yeah.
Like, they'll try, but they're not going to get anywhere. Like, you know what I mean? How many photo ops has there even been of Harry and this girl?
That's fair, but I wonder. They just stay indoors.
If it wasn't for Elevator Gate, you never would have known about Beyonce and Jay-Z and all
I
that
wonder,
drama,
yeah.
Say. Yeah, they're very quiet.
But think about Taylor Swift, we all know. She's in a relationship with Travis Kelce.
About
the girl we just played there 2 minutes ago, Sabrina Carpenter. We all know she's in a relationship with Barry Keoghan. Maybe a PR relationship, but still, we
you
all know.
You know what's so funny, actually, now that you say this? When I think of Ariana Grande, I think of her as such a superstar.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about this the other day. I was like, why? Why her versus whatever? And I was like, it kind of is that you buy into their personal life. Like her relationships, everything that went on with Pete, you know what I mean? Everything that's gone on with her over the years.
Yeah.
Especially when her relationships.
And
like,
is she in
Mac
a relationship
Miller.
Right now?
She's with SpongeBob lad.
SpongeBob lad, exactly.
Let's not be rude.
But he played SpongeBob. did you think I said that he looked like SpongeBob?
No. He looks like our brother.
He played SpongeBob on Broadway. Let's not be rude.
Let's not be rude. Oh. such a mammy.
He looks like a sponge.
I'm so sorry. That makes it look like ice. Anyway, I'm going to stop.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, move on, Dave. Back to your story.
But obviously, like, if you think about it, we go on with, like, Justin Bieber. I'm obviously married to Hailey Baldwin, obviously now Hailey Bieber and things like that. There are some relationships we just know a lot about and others we don't. But my question is like, what is the difference? I would argue that Harry Styles is a lot more famous than Sabrina Carpenter or Barry Keoghan.
Oh, yeah.
For sure, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So why are we reporting on their relationship and not Harry Styles's? So here's a fun game called Are They Single or Not?
Ooh.
Right? And it's weird because I think if you were to bring me all of these names, I wouldn't know the answer.
Okay, interesting.
Niall Horan.
I think only because of some music video he was in recently that she was in. I think he's in a relationship.
I think he's in a relationship.
He is in a relationship and I actually don't even know who his way is.
No, don't know.
No.
Not a clue.
So he's doing a good job of protecting her privacy.
Yeah.
Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, and she has been kind of public with some of her lads. I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say no as well, but I'm like...
She is single.
She is single. Congratulations, well done.
Yeah.
Austin Butler.
Oh, God, wouldn't Elvis have a lads. Clue.
I'd say
see, these are
someone.
A-list celebrities. This is what I'm talking about. This is my point. These are A-list celebrities. How do we not know?
I know, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say he's with someone.
He is with someone. Kaya Gerber is her name. Selena Gomez.
Yeah.
Yes, she is.
Your man. What's his name? Benny.
Benny Blanco. Well done.
Well done.
Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah. Say she's married.
She is single. What? Recently divorced. Yeah. Charlie Puth.
Ah, yeah. Gives me I want a girlfriend.
But again, I've no idea.
Not single. Engaged.
Ah, yay.
You know what I mean?
This is
Brooke Sampson is her name. Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence. She just had a baby. So I'm going to take a wild guess and say yes.
She is married to Cook Maroney.
Very good. Well, actually, her baby's 4 years old.
True. Demi Lovato.
Oh, haven't heard about
them. I don't know about them.
No, don't know.
Engaged to Jordan Lutz. And last but not least, Zac Efron.
Oh, he gives me such single boy energy.
I'd say he's with someone.
He's single.
Right.
He's single.
Why do we know? Well, like, why?
I know. That was a pure guess game from all of our
yeah,
friends.
Yeah, I played terribly there.
Yeah. I do wonder, though, is it a case of look at Sabrina Carpenter, look at Barry Keoghan, if they naturally got together? Their PR people are delighted.
Yeah, absolutely.
Brilliant. That's going to push him, that's going to push her. You know, they're going to be this big thing.
Yes, yeah.
Whereas, like, Harry doesn't need it.
He doesn't at
all.
Yeah,
that's true.
Well, I don't know. That's me being
very
skeptical.
It's just weird, but I thought maybe is it a woman thing? Is because Sabrina Carpenter is massive at the moment. Taylor Swift is massive at the moment. You're talking about Ariana Grande always massive. Do people not care about men's relationships?
Barry was bigger than Sabrina, though.
Do you think?
Yeah. After Saltburn, he was the talk of the town last year.
She is only like 6 million. She has 6 million followers. He's only like one or two.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know. He was big news last
fair.
Year.
But I don't
now
know.
She's taken over. It's
haven't
interesting.
Clue.
I feel like we could talk about this all morning, to be honest with you. Becky Hill and Sonny Federa now going to stick on Never Be Alone this morning on Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Pink Panthers, Ice Spice and Boys of Liar Part 2 on Spin this morning. Coming up after 9 o'clock, we're really excited because after his incredible performance last night, night one of two at the 3 Olympia, Teddy Swims is coming into studio this morning, buzzing. He was already in touch, so he will be in.
Guys, I can't even celebrate this good news.
Oh.
I'm so sorry. I just have to get this off my chest.
God, what is it?
The death has been announced.
Jesus.
Of the popular Smithfield arcade bar token.
No.
Aged 8.
No. Are you serious?
No.
Home to Dublin's finest collection of games, including Guitar Hero, Street Fighter, Pac-Man, pinball, shooty games, racy car games, and the dancey game. Token will take its final breath on Sunday, the 16th of June.
Oh, God, so soon.
On the Sabbath. Sadly missed by people on first dates who needed an activity to distract from the awkwardness.
Oh, yeah, God.
40-somethings looking to relive their youth. And my pinball-loving boyfriend, Alex, who basically went nowhere else.
Please stop laughing during this time, Patricia.
It's disgusting. Like one of the little lads the Pac-Man likes to eat, Smithfield has gained a ghost.
Mm. They'd only just reorganised the whole game section so you didn't have to, like, squeeze past people who were having their dinner when you were trying to get to pinball and there was loads more space. Sorry.
A book of condolences has been opened at 087 711 1038 and we'd love to hear your kind words.
It's
actually really sad.
This is the first time we've done a death notice that I'm genuinely upset.
Yeah, it's actually not a joke.
It sucks.
What's real going sad.
On? But something you said really resonated with me with there. The dates thing.
Yeah.
We're going on a date because it might be a little bit awkward. Bring them to Token. Have a
sorted.
Few, do a few
I know
games.
So many people have dates who've had dates in Token.
It was unbelievable for a date.
Yeah. And they had great food.
Such good
such
food.
Such good veggie options.
What's this? Inflation again? Is this the
they
problem?
They said that they didn't want to up their prices again on staff. And had gone a little bit expensive.
Say again.
Had gone a little bit expensive.
Gone a bit expensive. Right.
Gone a little bit expensive.
Right, okay. Well, and they're obviously being sound, being like, we don't want to have to do this to the customers.
Yeah.
So.
And I mean, I've said it on this show. I end up in Token twice a month because my boyfriend Alex holds pinball tournaments there.
Honestly, no.
The gang is going to be devastated.
Yeah. How is Alex?
Alex is coping.
Is he doing all right?
Yeah. You see, the thing is, we had brownies in the house yesterday.
Okay,
so
good. Keep distracted.
Shook it in the microwave with a bit of ice cream and brought it into him when I heard the news, and that helped.
Right.
Kind of plastered over the initial pain,
where
the initial wound.
What's going to happen now at the pinball tournament?
Look, we've another tournament on Wednesday. And another one 2 weeks after that, and then back to the drawing board.
So
I think he's got to try buy all their machines.
Yeah, what if he puts them in your living room?
Yeah, that won't work. will not work.
But the pinball crew, and like in fairness, you and Alex did all you could to keep the pinball tournament alive.
Oh, we
and
did.
Get people in and out all the time.
Pinball, clear.
Pinball, yeah. Well done. Shout out. Look, it's sad, but I guess we'll just have to. We'll have to regroup. We'll have to flip elsewhere.
I did see online that Token said they might start like renting out the.
I saw that. Yeah.
The pinball machines and stuff like that.
They did say they're not selling them.
Yeah. So, there
so
you go.
Maybe they have plans for.
That sounds exciting because otherwise you'd be like, get rid of all these, make a few bob off them, you know.
But it's a pity for Smithfield, I think, as well.
Massively,
such a good spot.
Yeah, 100%.
And Smithfield was kind of up and coming there with loads of new cool places.
There is a cool Fidelity is still a good bar.
Yeah, Fidelity's cool.
Okay.
But yeah.
But doesn't have Pac-Man.
But it doesn't have the shooty game.
Or Guitar Hero.
Seriously though, Teddy Swims is on the show after 9 o'clock this morning. This is Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It is Post Malone and Fortnite on Spin. Okay.
Oh, woo! Here we go. New York, New York.
I do love to talk about whenever I go away quite a bit on this show. But honestly, this New York trip has been on my mind since I was a child. I have never been to America, and I'm going to the States on Friday to New York. And honestly, I've had, you know, when you're a teenager and you think anything is possible?
Yeah, of course.
No.
I always imagine myself like living in New York for a time.
Hey, she's dreaming here.
Have my own apartment, obviously completely unrealistic as you get older and realize that, you know, there's such a thing as money and not having enough of it.
But children listening in who have the same dreams.
Yeah, teenagers just hearts like, broken.
Oh, right, okay, that's not possible, is it not?
Stay in school, kids. No, but then I have two places in my head that I always wanted to keep as like places for me and whoever the one is, right?
All okay.
Right,
okay.
One is the west of Ireland somewhere, I'm not saying, and then the other was New York. But I was like, oh, for God's sake, I'm 30 now, I just want to go, so Emer will you come? Doesn't matter. Doesn't have to be a romantic relationship.
Well, maybe Emer's the one. Who knows what'll happen in New York.
I'm so
excited for you. I think you're going to have the best time ever.
What I've noticed though since we booked this trip is every single person that I talk to who's been there has very strong opinions on what you should do when you're there.
Yeah, fair.
Now, I'm talking a diverse range of people from lads on Hinge.
Okay.
To my late uncle-in-law's brother's wife.
Do you
who
have
sat me down and felt the need to make me a coffee and then direct me on exactly how I should spend my time.
Do you have that Hinge prompt where it's like, give me travel tips for New York?
Just randoms.
Right, okay.
They just feel like they should tell you.
He said, you can't go here after 7 p.m. My granny, who went to New York about 35, 40 years ago, and was telling me about the queues for certain things 35 or 40 years ago.
Yes.
My housemate Emer's colleagues sent back lists to her. Random people who obviously I know, but sending me spamming my TikTok DMs with recommendations. My mother, who hasn't been there since 2004. So it's all go. And I've taken notes from everyone, basically, which include a big long list of
oh my
all
God.
These attractions.
A big list.
The names of buses I should get to outlets, should I be interested. Actually, I forgot to mention my sister's best friend, Nicola, who got married there last year and said, Usually when people give me holiday recommendations, I'm like, yeah, whatever. But please go to this bar. It would make me really happy. Love you.
To the spa.
This bar.
Oh, this bar.
See, the thing with New York
under
is
the tree.
A lot of people have been there and there's obviously so many things, so much to do. And yeah. Everybody kind of feels like they have the thing.
They have the best. Like, they had the best trip to New York.
That's like the one that nobody else knows about.
Yes, yeah.
Even though you probably Claire, had recommended the same things several times.
My friend Claire sent me a Google Doc of all the restaurants that she went to when she was there like 4 years ago.
Okay.
And like, I beg you to go to this one, and this one. And everyone's like going to be annoyed with me if I don't.
And how long are you there for?
5 days.
Okay. Five days. It's going to be tricky. You're going to be busy.
To get in there.
I think the best thing to do would be to actually talk to a New Yorker and
probably
be like, where should I go? Yeah. Where? What's the best thing?
I just feel out the door and I'd like to kind of condense this slightly because you both have been to New York several times.
Yeah,
well,
kind
of know the lay of the land a little
Dave
bit.
Dave and I haven't really gotten our spoke in. Like, I'm passionate.
I don't remember getting asked what I should do.
Dave was very passionate a few weeks ago when I met him out about whereabouts I should stay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Accommodation. But that's kind of been it from you guys.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I've got plenty to share.
Oh, no.
You, Dave?
I've a list.
I've a list as well. Do you mind if we get to them?
Oh, I don't know if I can.
I have a long list.
You're going to want to hear mine.
Oh, I promise you
they're
will.
Real different.
When will it end? I don't want to go anymore. Here's Beyonce. Texas Hold'em. This is Spin. This
ain't Spin's Fully Charged. Fully Charged.
Spin, it's a big morning for Fully Charged because superstar Teddy Swims is coming into studio and will be with us on air after 9 o'clock this morning. Night 1 of 2 at the Olympia last night looked unreal.
So he's nice.
I'm sure he is. He gives me like nice energy, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
This is also nice. I'm going to New York on Friday. First time ever in the States. First time seeing New York with my own little eyes. And I was just saying to Dave and Aisling there and to yourself as well listening, oh my God, people are so passionate about New York. As soon as you mention you're going, if someone has been, they almost are like, have you got a notepad and pen? Yeah, you need to go here. You need to go here. You can't go here past 7 p.m. Go here on 39th and 4th Street. Oh, shut up. What does that even mean? Make sure to bring good shoes. Make sure to do this. Make sure to do this. Make sure to do this, right? And I'm out the door with recommendations.
And yes, she never asked us.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
But this is the thing. I never asked anyone.
Yeah.
People have just been coming to me.
Well, we have some recommendations.
Yeah. So if you wouldn't mind, I know you have a list, but we'll get to some of ours, your respective colleagues.
God.
Yes.
If that's okay.
I'm ready to write.
Yeah, and I feel quite passionate about these. So Emma, honestly, you can't go to New York without going to Broadway. You knew I was gonna say that, honestly.
God.
You got Hamilton, Wicked, Book of Mormon, Chicago, Cats.
Lion King.
Emma, Cats is a classic. You have to go see Cats. I'll actually never talk to you again if you don't go see Cats.
You gotta go see Cats.
So you've got to go see
Cats. You know what I would recommend? Right around the corner from Broadway is a place called Joe's Pizza. It is famous for their massive slices of pizza. Now, they're a little bit expensive and there is a queue, but I promise you it'll be worth it. It is the most amazing tasting pizza you have ever had. If you don't go, I will genuinely be so disappointed.
Oh, well, now that you mentioned food, Emma, one place I know you're going to love is a place called El's Stardust Diner. It's kind of like Eddie Rockets, but the waiters are all Broadway wannabes and they all sing while they deliver your food. Oh, I'll actually be so happy if you go there. It'll give us a great boost to our friendship.
Speaking of food and speaking of boost, you should go to Dunkin' Donuts. They do unbelievable coffee, okay? It is absolutely everywhere in New York. They are in every street corner. They're unbelievable. Great coffee, great donuts as well, surprisingly. You got to go there. If you don't go there, I'll be so upset.
Okay, no more food, no more food. Emmy, one thing you have to do is go to the Comedy Cellar, okay? It's this basement comedy bar. I told you about it before. When I went, I got to see Jimmy Carr. That's supposed to be the Jimmy Carr lab. Oh, you have to go to the Comedy Cellar, Emma. I'll actually be offended. I'll feel like you don't respect my opinion if you don't go there.
I'll actually cry if you don't go across Brooklyn Bridge. You need to get I was about to say the Lewis. You need to get the subway over to Brooklyn and then walk from Brooklyn over to New York. I think you come into Little China. If you don't go, it is the most stunning place. It is the most stunning view all the time. I'll be so upset if you don't go there.
Emma, have you ever thought to yourself, oh my God, I'd love an ice cream that's the flavour of cereal milk? Well, I'll tell you the place to go. It's called Milk Bar. And if you don't go there, I'll honestly give up. I'll quit the show.
Emma, have you ever wanted to whisper, right, in a room, right, where someone is about 15 metres away and they can still hear you even though you're whispering? You've got to go to Grand Central Station. If you don't go to Grand Central Station and go to the Whisper Wall, I'll be so upset.
What?
It is the most amazing place in the entire world. You can whisper into the wall and someone who's 10 metres away from you can hear what you're saying.
Sorry, I have to add one more. It's just, do you know the way, obviously, lots of movies are set in New York? Well, if you're going to go see the set of any movie, I would recommend going to the National History Museum, because that's where they set Night's Museum, and we all agree that's one of the best films.
And also, speaking of museum, the Met Gala. Gala is where the Met is.
Oh, Emma, it's
absolutely unbelievable. You love the Met Gala. You got to see the steps. You got to see the museum. It's absolutely stunning. I'll be so upset if you don't go.
So have you got that?
Should have booked a week in Torremolino.
It'll be tropic.
Let's go.
There, it's 3 minutes after eight. What's the story?
Happy Tuesday.
How's Tuesdays go? So far, so good.
Yeah.
And I hope everyone listening to the show thought the exact same.
Yeah, I mean, we're just speaking personally for us. We're just having a good time.
Yeah, we are.
Fact, yeah.
I have to moan.
Ashling,
here we go.
It's very unlike you.
I know, but it's a subtle moan. Obviously, it's 99 season. Have spoken at length about 99s so far. And it's only, what is it, the 21st of May?
You'd be proud of me, Aisling. You've really inspired my 99 career for summer 2024.
Did you get one?
Same as me.
Oh, I've had several.
I've had several. Yeah.
That's the other what I'm talking
day,
about.
I was with my sister at her house, and like it's about a mile drive to the shop. They're kind of in the countryside.
Yeah.
And I was like, come on, everyone, load up. We're going to get 99s.
Legends. Yeah.
And we drove in and out and brought some back in tubs and all for the dog.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, it was a good 99 day.
I have a 99 date planned.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Sprinkles and raspberry
You're
sauce, the works.
Ice cream on a first date.
That's the plan, apparently.
Well, I'd like to give you a warning before that date, now that you mentioned the word sprinkles. I am considering not getting sprinkles on 99s anymore.
Okay.
Unless see how they're delivering the sprinkles, okay? I had a bad experience last week. I got sprinkles on a 99. 25 cent for the sprinkles, but I was feeling fruity. I wanted to treat myself.
Fruity.
The lad got the tiniest little spoon and I said, well, that's it, done for. If you're not dunking it in the sprinkles, it's not worth it at all. And he...
Measly.
Beckin' sieved the measliest bit of sprinkles on my cone. I'd say I actually could have counted how many sprinkles were on the cone for 25 cents.
No, I need the people to dunk it in and turn that cone.
You know where they used to do that back in the day? The ice cream stations in Liffey Valley Shopping Centre.
Right, okay.
Remember there used to be ice cream stations in the middle of the big massive aisle. And if you're not dunking it in, don't bother. And I'm also considering buying my own sprinkles for on the go.
How many 99s for the 99 lover on the go?
Is very, very good idea.
How many 99s per summer would you, or no, per week over the summer would you on average have?
I'll be having them every week for sure.
Once a week?
At least.
A weekly, yeah.
Probably two.
Callum,
three.
Can I give you a kind of sprinkle ultimatum here then? So you got pathetic sprinkles for 25 cent. How about, and this happened to me the other day, I was in Santry and I got a 99. I got a full cone of sprinkles, as in like dunked, rolled around, head to toe.
Where?
In the Omni.
I'll tell you another place as well.
70 cents.
Right, Ashton, what are you saying?
That actually gave me chills.
Yeah.
Oh, God, 70 cents.
Yeah, but when I saw it, I was like, this is kind of hurting me just asking for this, but I saw the picture and the cone was covered.
Oh.
Now, measly amount of sauce, but the sauce was free, so I'll waive that.
I can't. Callum, sorry, are you getting sauce, sprinkles and flake?
Yeah, I go the whole hog.
That is
mad thing.
He's on the big books.
I can't go for that. I don't think sprinkles should ever be more than 25 cents and it should always be a dunk.
They dunk in a grocery on the Green and Rat Mines.
Oh, they dunk there?
Send
me where they dunk. I would love to know.
For no extra charge.
Yeah.
I want to say, and we should start a campaign, that sprinkles should be free.
Free.
Free the sprinkle.
Free the sprinkle.
Free the sprinkle.
Free the nip and
That's
free the sprinkle.
That's our new thing now.
The golden ticket's on the way.
3, 2, 1. Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Emma David Ashling's golden ticket.
Here we go.
Oh, lads, I would be trotting into work if I had 3 of these festival passes for me and a friend in my back pocket.
Trotting like a horse.
Brag about it all day. I'd even talk to some lad in accounts I don't know, being like, do you know what I got this morning?
Oh, you'd be that person.
Oh, I'd be such a brag.
Do you know what I'd be doing before each one on my Insta story? Who's going to see sessions? And then a month later, who's going to Longitude?
A week later, all over this.
Yeah, unreal.
God, you both are very annoying people.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, but I think
we'd
if you won this prize,
we had
it would be. It'd be too hard to keep it to yourself. We want to send you to Sea Sessions, Longitude, and an Electric Picnic. This prize includes tickets for all 3. It's huge. It's very generous, it has to be said.
It is very generous.
Very generous.
It's a 3-in-1 prize.
And we're kind of not running out of time necessarily, but it's a month today until Sea Sessions kicks off. So this has got to be won
very
soon. register if you haven't already, unless of course it goes today, because Leanne is on to give it a go. What are you up to this morning, Leanne?
I'm going to work. I actually work in a recycling company now.
Oh, cool. Very good.
Are you, go recycling.
Yeah. Are you the one of those ones that own the machines that do the recycle return scheme?
I am, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was such a reach.
Oh my God. Tell me now, what does it all look like when it comes out of those machines? Because it does crunch them up.
Yeah, very small. Now, I don't see too much of it. Right. I'm only new in the place. They do come out really small.
Does it come out like a big cube?
Yeah, I'd love that. Yeah. Like the toy, like
not
Toy Story.
Really, actually. Sometimes they're in bags and then sometimes they're just all over the place.
So, you're a big fan of the bottle return scheme then, yeah?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Do you think it works?
Keeping her in a job.
You have to be, Leanne, don't you? You have to be.
I have to.
All those 15 cents, yeah.
Yeah, they're all into Leanne's pocket.
Yeah.
Nice
I'm
one.
Joking.
And you know what? It's great to see as well. A lot of the festivals are big in terms of sustainability and recycling.
Oh, they're big
and stuff
green.
As well.
Big green heads.
Would you be around now the weekend, the 21st, the 23rd of June, and the 29th, of the 30th, and the 16th, to the 18th of August for these festivals, Leanne?
Yeah. Yeah, my birthday's in August. I actually have a week off. So,
Real?
But you'd honestly need a week off after Electric Picnic.
Oh, yeah.
To be fair, if you're going to do it right.
I haven't been since 2015, so.
Since 2015? Oh,
wow.
My God. Yeah. Do you remember who played that year?
I think it was like years and years. James Bay.
Wow. The river.
All right, come here. Let's try and get you to them then, Leanne. We are backing you this morning.
Yeah, Leanne, let's see if we can get you to see some modern artists. This is Emma David Ashling's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before?
Yeah.
Do you know how many seconds go on the clock, Leanne?
25.
That's it. And do you know how many songs you have to guess?
5.
That's the one. Guess the 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds. You win a golden ticket to 3 of the biggest music festivals this summer. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist. No skipping and passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once, and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song, shout the word swap. When you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Leanne?
Yeah.
Happy days. Where are you from?
Inchicore.
Leanne from Inchicore. Very nice. 25 seconds are on the clock. And song one plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Sam Smith.
Yeah.
Unholy.
Yes.
Got the clock.
Nice one. They were just about to say it there. Sam Smith, Unholy. You got that in 6 seconds. So we have 19 seconds left. 4 songs to go and a swap as well.
Really good guess. Now, I think that song would throw me. I think I'd be a little bit like, oh God, but I know it's Sam Smith, but what's the song called? So very, very good, Leanne. You're cool, calm and collected, which I like. Let's go for song 2. Plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. Let's make tonight the
weekend. I don't want to wait.
Yes.
Got the clock, Leanne.
Well done.
I thought that was going to be nasty. Well done.
Yeah, especially for the artists. David Guetta and One Republic, I Don't Want to Wait. They just said it there as well, but I think you almost got it before they said it. That is song 2 in the bag.
Yeah, you knew it.
All right. We're now at 14 and a half seconds and 3 songs to go and a swap.
This is a good game so far. Let's go for song 3 and we'll be halfway there. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. We've been stuck in the silence, watching life pass. Swap. Let's do it.
That one out. Okay.
Good
definitely
choice on that
trickier
one.
Trickier. That was Becky Hill and Sonny Federa. Never Be Alone.
Too many Becky Hill songs, lads.
Yeah. Very true.
Can't tell the difference.
Not for Becky, but for us, yes. For our purposes, yes. Let's go for a brand new song 3 then, Leanne. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Post Malone.
Yeah.
Not triangles.
Shape.
Not squares.
Circle?
Yeah. He's on the clock.
We normally don't give hints on song 3, but we like it, Leanne. Post Malone and Circles. All right. This is going to be really hard. 2 seconds to go. 2 songs to go.
Yeah.
If you do this, Leanne.
If you do this, Leanne,
you're something else.
Trinity students, we've written thesis about it.
Let's go for song 4. Leanne plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. Why you boy, you just can't take it. And stop the clock.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
Any idea, Leanne?
I know it's a new song, but I can't remember. It's new enough.
You know what? It's better off if you don't.
Yeah, because that would have sickened you.
Yeah, it's called Sleep Tonight. Switch Disco Rehab, Sam Felt.
Right.
All right, Leanne.
Good tune, to be fair. Leanne, did you have fun playing?
I did, yeah.
We had a lot of fun playing with you. You're a really, really good player.
Yeah, very good player, Leanne.
Thank you for listening and thank you for playing. Enjoy that bottle return scheme.
Enjoy those 15 cents.
Yeah, I will.
Bye, hon.
Have a great day, Leanne.
Bye, bye, bye. Really impressed. I Don't Want to Wait by David Guetta. One Republic was so easy for her.
Me too.
I reckon that's going to come up again. It's kind of a big hit at the moment.
A really big fan of that song.
So
yeah, it's good.
I Don't Want to Wait, David Guetta, and One Republic. Now, just I don't know. This is this was not done on purpose, but this is going to obviously sicken Leanne.
Poor Leanne. Rub it
in,
my hotel.
Register to play tomorrow with the word golden in a WhatsApp now, please. You'll get this thing that keeps me
coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
We are buzzing because after 9 o'clock this morning, we're being joined. We are joined. We will be joined by superstar Teddy Swims, night one of two in the Three Olympia last night. I'm absolutely buzzing to meet this guy. He seems like such a legend. So stay with us.
Yeah, big fan of that. Before that, though, I want to ask you a question. What's the most random party you've ever been to? Voice notes are welcome on this 087-711-1038. The reason being, I was telling you yesterday I went to Galway over the weekend. It was a big weekend for me. I saw a cow up close.
And I didn't get to pet it, though.
Didn't get to pet it. Very, still kind of disappointed.
They've
about that.
Learned that they're not like dogs.
No, they are giant dogs. But anyway, I did not go to the cow's party. I went to my housemate Linda's mother's 60th surprise party.
Hang on now.
Yeah, rewind.
Housemate Linda.
Housemate Linda. Okay. Her mother, Teresa.
Was 60.
Was 60. And I went to her surprise 60th birthday.
Now, do you know what I think is funny about Dave and your whole personality? That I don't know why you agreed to this. It's very out of your personality to be like, do you know what, Linda? I will travel across the country to go to your mother's 60th.
Yeah, it's famous. I don't leave Dublin. I don't really go out of Dublin.
So what's so special about Teresa?
She's a great woman.
Had you met her before?
Yeah, I've met her a couple of times.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and she's made me I've stayed in Galway with their family before.
Okay, so you do know
the Galway races and stuff like that. So as soon as I arrived and Teresa arrived into the actual surprise party, she was like, David, do you know what I mean? Like, so I was like, great.
Who the hell invited you?
But I had the best night ever. Like, I famously don't really like nights out. I don't really like clubs. I don't really like crowds of people. But this was unbelievable. Tell you what, if you ever want to get an ego boost, go to a 60th birthday party. Right?
Why?
Oh, it is wall to wall. God, he's very young, isn't he? He's very handsome. Oh, he's a great dancer. I felt like, do you know when a four-year-old party, when you go to a isn't your four-year-old great? Aren't you wonderful? I felt like that. They're like, God, he's a great dancer. You're a great dancer.
What kind of moves were you throwing?
Another good place to get a good confidence boost is a choral festival, which I was at the weekend. And people said, you must all be in college. Are you? You're so young. I love that. It's so nice.
It's so, so funny.
So what was the playlist like at the 60th?
Oh, it was wall to wall, you know, the Declan Ernie's and the,
real country tunes.
Wagon Wheel came out at one point.
Was there any like Wham or anything?
No, it was all Listoon Varna.
Wow.
That kind of vibe.
We're deep
but
in
as
Galway.
I said, I went to this thinking, what in God's name am I doing here? Yeah. What am I going to my housemate's mother's 60th surprise party for? Like, why am I here? And I had the best time. But I'm curious, what is the most random party you've ever been to? Voice notes are welcome on this 087-711-1038. Maybe it's something you actually turned out to hate or had the best time
ever. They're often the best.
The 60-year-olds can party hard. I was not expecting that at all.
That's good to know for our future.
There you go.
087-711-1038. That's the number to get your voice notes in on. The most random party you've ever been to. We'd love to hear from this morning.
Recharged.
The reason being, over the weekend I went to Galway to my housemate Linda's mother's surprise 60th birthday.
Out of character for you, man.
Very, very bizarre.
For anyone. Never mind Teresa.
Yeah. You and those housemates.
Honestly.
You're just obsessed with each other.
We don't really do well when we're separate from each other.
No, you definitely don't.
We don't.
This has sparked a memory for me from my J1 where I ended up at the house party of an Italian-American man in his 50s who owned a pizza restaurant called Paulie's Pizza.
Okay, Paulie's Pizza.
Paulie's Pizza. I'd never been to Paulie's Pizza and I'd never met Paulie before.
Okay.
But how I ended up there was we were all in a nightclub that was like kind of on the bay where there was like boats and stuff.
Yeah.
And everybody started getting on a boat and I just followed them onto the boat.
No.
Aisling!
And we ended up at Paulie's house. And when we left Paulie's house at whatever 6 in the morning when it was bright out, I was like, oh my god, where are we? Like, we could be in Florida. I was in Maryland at the time.
Right.
And I realised I was only about 3 blocks up the street from where I
was.
Drove on the boat for so long.
Oh my god, how was the party?
It was very good.
Yeah?
Yeah, very random.
Good crack.
I shouldn't have been there.
I love this.
Wild nights.
Yeah, where you can end up somewhere.
Get in touch with us this morning. The most random party you've been to. Voice note us, please, on 087 711 1038.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Basically, I went to my housemate's mother's surprise 60th and I had the best night ever. It was so fun. If you ever want an ego boost, go to a 60th birthday party because they will tell you you're young and they will tell you you're gorgeous and they will tell you that your dance moves are great.
And that's all you need.
That's all you need in life.
That's the holy trinity 100%. Of compliments.
Yep.
This just reminded me of definitely, hands down, the most random party I was ever at in my life. And at the time, I was probably 24 and I don't think this will ever be topped in terms of just, what am I doing here?
Yeah.
I need to leave.
I love those moments, though, where you're like, life. Yeah. That is my life. It's so crazy.
Oh, my God. This is so crazy. So this, as I said, is going back about 6 years. My friend and I were out in Dublin and we were at Chasing Abbey. You know the band Chasing Abbey?
Yeah, I do know Chasing Abbey.
It was one of their first ever big gigs, right? So we went along and we were at the gig. It was great crack. And I was with my friend who, you know, one of those friends that you're kind of sometimes nervous to go out with her because you're like, I don't know where we're going to go.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? So she obviously became friends with all of the band's family and friends across the night. Bezos for life. Besties, besties, besties. And one of the family members had said, sure, the two of you should come back on our bus to Tullamore for the after party.
Stop.
So I didn't really know what was going on. Before I know what, I'm on the bus. And
stop.
I turn to Paula and I say, where are we going? And she was like, we're going to Tullamore for the after party with the family and friends.
Oh my God. How long does it take to get to Tullamore?
A long time. This is a disaster, really, isn't it?
Ah, lads, it was the best crack ever.
Was it?
The best crack ever. Yeah, it was so much fun. But I'll never forget the train. Like, we were waiting for the first train to arrive to get in the train back to Dublin.
What time?
Oh, like the first train. Whatever the first train was, we were waiting, standing at the train station, just ready to go
home.
Like 6 in the morning or something.
Oh, yeah, something like that.
And it was the party in a house.
Yeah, it was great crack. All the family and friends around celebrating the first big gig.
And you didn't have a moment of...
The family looking at you like,
what in God's name are they doing here?
I had that moment several times. I was like, what are we doing
here? You go to the bathroom and you look at yourself in the mirror and you're like, you're here.
Yeah.
And you're just having fun and we're just going with it.
Yeah, don't worry about it. You're safe. You're fine.
Yeah, literally.
You're safe. You're with Chasing Abbey.
Yeah.
Where the two of you even have that moment. Like,
they're national,
like,
they're national treasures.
They're going to have a great song in a few years' time.
Exactly.
Anyway, that was 100% the most random I've ever been to in my life.
And
as I said, I don't imagine it'll ever be topped.
Do you know something I love that I've never tried doing is a world record attempt.
Oh, okay.
I'd love to be part of a world record attempt.
Oh, no.
If we were doing
this, gonna be the next thing on the show.
I was about to say, but if we were doing this show in 2004, we would definitely have tried a few by now.
I know. I'm kind of sad. I think I missed the boat on that in terms of like the radio world. But you don't often hear about failed world record attempts. So I want to kind of shed a bit of light on a world record attempt that didn't quite make it.
I think
it.
I'd be very good at failed world record attempts.
Yeah, that's a neat. There's a gap in the market there.
What if you could break a world record for the most world records? Not broken.
Fails. For most attempts not made.
Most attempts not
made. That's ironic.
And the thing about it is, you could clock up that list pretty quickly because you wouldn't have to make much of an effort at all.
Farthest eye popper. Like, open your eyes. I failed. Longest nails. Just look down at your nails. Failed.
Longest time you could kick a ball. I don't have a ball.
Failed.
Yeah, that would be easy.
Failed.
This failed record attempt is making headlines and it is an attempt to break the record for the largest same name gathering.
Right.
Okay. So a group of people with the same name.
This is like a thing that that crops up every now and again when these like Adams meet somewhere.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yes. So in this case it was Kyles. 706 Kyles.
Notice it's always men.
What's that about?
It kind of is, yeah. 706 Kyles descended on the town of Kyle in Texas. I like that name.
Okay, right. That's
I like
fun.
That aspect. They came from all across America. They wore t-shirts saying, hi, I'm Kyle.
You wouldn't want to lose your friend, would you? You wouldn't want to lose your friend in that.
Kyle!
Kyle.
It was really funny because
it was funny because the article had like a photo of the big massive group of Kyles and then the description under the photo was left to right Kyle, Kyle, Kyle.
It is so hard though. Have you ever been in a group of friends where two of the girls have the same name? Because me and Emma, another Emma, grew up in the same group.
Yeah.
And the lads used to love doing this to us on purpose. They just go Emma and we both go yeah. It's like, oh, get stop doing that. It's so like, annoying.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people made that joke.
Yes, they did.
In the Kyle gathering, there was a binge eating contest at the Kyle gathering.
Why?
And other than that, I don't know what else they
do. Because guys don't have that much going on.
Yeah. American men all called Kyle. It's what else they're going to do? Apparently, it's an annual thing. Every year, they try and break the record. Last year, they had over 1,500 Kyles.
Wow.
So quite a bad turnout this year.
Dear.
Not enough to beat the world record held by a gang of Ivans.
No.
2,325 Ivans congregated in a town in Bosnia-Herzegovina in 2017.
No, there's no Ivan in that name.
No, there isn't.
No.
The town name either. I can't remember what the town was called, but it wasn't called Ivan.
That's unreal. They must have done a really good marketing strategy for
that. Yeah, apparently Ivan's one of the most popular names in Bosnia-Herzegovina. And on the day, they listened to music and held a mass.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Wow, quite different to the Ivans. Binge eating for the Kyles.
Yeah, but to go back to the Kyles meeting in the town of Kyle, I like that concept more. So I've been thinking of places where we could host a gathering of same name people. Mm. And I've started with your names. And there's actually towns of Dave's and Emma's.
Is there?
In the world.
Is there?
Yeah, Emma. There's a lot of towns in America called Emma. There's Illinois, Indiana, Missouri. A lot of Emma's.
As a town name?
Yeah, as a town name.
Bizarre.
And Dave.
Okay.
I've come across three different towns called Dave.
Oh, I need to go there.
One is in Haiti.
Right.
One's in Ghana. And the other's in Belgium, which would probably be the easiest for us to organize.
Yes, I'd imagine I'm going to go to Belgium.
In Belgium.
Yeah.
A bit closer to home, I was thinking we could hold a gathering of James's at James's.
Yeah.
Oh,
we've
very
already
good.
Got the Z's there already. Yeah. A group of Marks in a Marks and Spencer's.
Very good.
That's a good idea.
Nice.
Yeah.
We could have a group of Shannons swimming down the River Shannon.
Great shout.
We could have a gang of Ninas in Nina.
Very good. Like that one. Yeah.
Not many Ninas around as well. So
I know a dog called Nina. I wonder would that apply?
I'm sure it would.
And a gang of Claire's meeting in Clare.
Yeah.
But even better if there was a Claire's Accessories in Clare.
Oh, perfect. Claire's Accessories are always quite small, though.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
But there's probably, you have the Clares and the Clares and Clare. Yeah.
And you're barely in the door and they're throwing a basket at you.
Yeah.
Adams and Adamstown, clearly.
Perfect.
Julian's in Julianstown.
Yeah. Oh.
Sally's in Sally Noggin.
Ah, Sally Noggin.
Very good.
Sandy's in Sandy Cove.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ross is in Roscommon.
Yeah.
Oh, Ross is in Ross Lair.
Oh.
Ross is in New Ross.
So many.
Ross is in New Ross.
Rathcormac.
Baby Ross is in New Ross.
All the Cormacs in Rathcormac.
I didn't even know Rathcormac was a place. That's gas.
You ever heard of Rathcormac?
No. Anyway. I like that. Mona's in Monaghan.
Yeah.
All Hanks go to Shankill.
Yeah. And Tom will be there.
Ashlings go to Ashtown.
Yeah. Love
there
it.
You go.
All right. Well.
There's so much opportunity here. We know what our next project is for this.
To be made.
We need to get on it. Organize a meeting with our PR team.
Yes. Okay,
let's get going on this.
She's a Callum, top of your list.
Artemis.
You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave, and Aisling.
Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
We've been coming up with places that a group of people could meet based on their name. And Louise, I'm guessing is a Louise, has gotten in touch and said, everyone shortens my name to Lou. So all the Lou's meet in the Lou's.
Oh, very good.
In the Lou's. Oh, that's a great show.
The Lou's.
And that's an easy one for the girls. They're always meeting in the Lou's. Agreed. You're on something there, Lou.
Wake up, you wake me up. This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Kind of tapping in my coffee cup.
Oh, yeah.
Hello to you. Coming up at 3 minutes after nine this Tuesday morning, 21st of May. What the hell?
What's going on?
Where's May gone?
What's happening?
I remember when we said it's gonna be May.
It's gonna be May. That was like two hours ago.
Well, that was 3 weeks ago, guys.
That's bizarre. I have a really random question for you. Where's the best services in Ireland? Because I was coming back.
Jesus, what do you mean?
I was services.
I was coming back from Galway over the weekend.
You mean a petrol station, don't you?
Yeah, and we stopped off, and it was like halfway between. I think it was very close to Athlone. I love a services. Is that weird? I love breaking up a trip, a 2 hour trip.
We're going
into a McDonald's, getting a coffee.
I think the one that Dave is talking about, Aisling, is the one that we stopped off on the way back from Stradbally last year from Electric Picnic. And that is a class. Is that the one that has like, you feel like you're in a shopping centre because they have so many options?
It's massive.
What's it called again?
I don't know. Is it Enfield or something?
No, it's not Enfield because Enfield is too close to Dublin, apparently, to
it's
stop.
It's further down.
We were saying, will we stop here or will we stop at Enfield? And my housemate Ben was just like, no, we're not stopping at Enfield. We're basically in Dublin then.
Oh, fair enough.
So I was like, I don't know where Enfield is.
No, this one makes you feel like you're in a massive shopping centre and you've got like the run of the mill. You can get a noodle box or a deli or...
It's Camille or McDonald's or...
Supermax.
Yeah, I don't know maybe, but...
Supermax was there as well.
I'm going to come out with a big statement and say that one of the few things that we do really well in this country is service stations.
Yeah, we really do.
My boyfriend Alex will attest that. He's American and he's like... every time we go on like a road trip, he's like, God, like I actually love your motorway stop-offs. Because, and you would think in America they would have these amazing
massive
ones, but they're not. They're like dingy and they're kind of run down.
But they're literally just petrol
at
stations.
At what point did we upgrade all of the motorway service stations in this country?
I don't know.
Because they're all class.
They're all amazing. Well, I think Apple Green came in, they decided to change the game.
And the Circle K's.
Yeah.
Circle K's as well. Yeah, I was driving from Waterford to Dublin and I stopped off. What is it? The Junction 9, is it? M9?
Oh, that's a great one.
Oh, lads.
In Carlo, is it in
Carlo? Oh, no, that's Junction 5. Exit 5. Carlo. Yeah, unbelievable.
That's phenomenal.
Oh, no,
absolutely,
they're all
phenomenal.
Great.
The Circle K, where you can get the donuts and then the McDonald's as well.
I would so be up for if someone said to me, like, oh, do you want to go on a date and then we'll go for dinner at a services,
right?
I would be like, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, love services.
When I lived in Athlone, I worked in a different radio station years ago, and Martin Guilfoyle, who works here on Spin, he's on air later, and I were meeting up for a chat. And it was so far away. It was midweek. We're trying to wait till the weekend. We said, will we meet halfway at one of the service stations?
Have a day out.
We had a lovely time.
See, this is what I'm saying. More services. I like them.
Big fan. You're on Spin. You'll get this thing that keeps me
coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged. Recharged.
Whoa. What's up, Spin? I'm Teddy Swims. Yay. With Emma, Dave, and Aisling on Spin.
Would you look, he's in the studio with us this morning.
Hello, Teddy Swims.
Hey. Teddy Swims.
How about it?
Welcome.
How are you, sir?
I'm great.
You are fully decked out in your green. You even have the kind of orange tone on your sunglasses. Really giving it Irish vibes today.
That too.
I'm assuming you're enjoying your stay in Ireland so far.
Yeah, I love it here every time I come through. It's one of my favorite places. I just talk about the first time I ever came out here. And my uncle Dewey, he always like loved it here. And he's like, one day you go over there, you're going to love it. And he had passed away the day I was here, my first time out here.
Wow. Oh, gosh.
Years ago or something. And so we like did a big Guinness cheers to him at my first show out here. And I always just love it because they just made me feel so at home and family. And
oh, that's nice.
I just feel like his spirit kind of lives here when I come back, you know? And so this is just like a sentimental
place. That's lovely.
Was he from here or did he just love
it? No, we have Irish in our family from somewhere down the line, but he was like, you're going to love it there.
Oh, that's special.
I love the city.
And do you know what I'm so glad of as well? I'm so glad that you've actually been able to see Dublin and as much of Ireland as you can when the weather's been nice.
Yeah, it's
sunny.
It's been good.
Actually see what we have the potential to have a bit of sunny weather every now and again. Believe it or not.
It's weird.
I'm so distracted, sorry, by your socks. You've got sheep all over your socks.
Yeah,
they're absolutely unreal. I feel like you're in Irish costume.
I got it. That's the plan.
Did you organise your clothes before you got here or have you just done a run into an Irish tourist shop this morning?
Look like you work in Carol's.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, yesterday evening, my girlfriend got into town too, and so we went, you know, and I showed her like Temple Bar, and so we stopped and got a bunch of corny.
Amazing. Yeah, yeah. Love it. It looks great.
I thought it was going to be great for us today to just come in here and say, look at me.
I love it.
I'm Irish.
Yeah. We do have to just ask quickly about the Olympia gig. So night two tonight in the Olympia, night one last night. The Irish crowds, people always say that there's a different vibe when you're in Ireland. Do you agree?
Yeah, well, they like to party, you know. And I like to party, so it's always works out for us. Yeah, I think we have the same heart in a way.
And what a venue as well, the Olympia. It's just absolutely stunning.
Dude, I'm so excited we're doing it again, and this is the coolest, you know.
are you just genuinely buzzing to be on tour and just loving every bit of it? Because that comes across. It does. I remember watching you on the Graham Norton show a couple of months ago, and you just look like you are loving every bit of it.
Yeah, man, we get to do what we love with our best friends, you know. It's the coolest thing.
Can I ask a quick question? Because it feels like you're really honest, and just the way a lot of the time when we talk to artists, it's always like so positive about the tour. Are you exhausted? Are you a bit like, I want to go home?
Absolutely. But you know, I think there's so many places that, like, today I got somebody coming too that's gonna give me a tattoo, you know, and I'm super excited.
Oh, very cool.
Are you getting an Irish themed tattoo?
No, not an Irish themed tattoo, but a Dublin artist is coming to do something he designed. I always like, I get hit up a lot on Instagram for like people want to come tattoo, and I just let them design whatever they want and sign it for
me.
That's
sick.
Cool.
That's
awesome.
Little signatures and stuff all over my body.
Do you have much skin left that's untattooed?
It doesn't look like.
Yeah, I'm getting pretty covered, but I got some room.
Can I ask what your favorite tattoo is? I have a favorite already, and it's the plaster on your cheek.
Oh yeah,
it's like right a plaster.
Yeah. Oh, that's
or a band-aid,
cool.
As you would say.
Yeah, it's a band-aid, we would say. Yeah, I got one of my best pals in the world that did like most of my head and this left arm. I got a tattoo that he did a self portrait of himself on my leg.
Wow,
that's cool, man.
Carrying my best pal.
I love that though, as well, because I feel like when I started off getting tattoos, I was very precious about it, and then once you're in there getting it done, you're like, I am your canvas. Yeah. Work away.
Right. And that's why I know like so many times with tattoo artists, people just come in and get the same thing or bring in a picture that they want.
Yeah.
And so I just always am like, man, I'm sure there's so many designs you have in a book that you're like, I wish somebody would get this. And
yeah.
So I just always like, do what you want. You get the best work that way when they're passionate.
Yeah.
And I get little signatures, so I really feel like a little art gallery just all over.
You look like one, yeah.
You are a candelier. You know? Yeah. Listen, Ed, we really do appreciate you coming in so early after the gig last night. Will you stick around for a couple more minutes?
Yeah,
we'll play a couple of tunes, and we'll be back in a second. Teddy Swims on Spin this morning.
Whoa! What's up, Spin? I'm Teddy Swims. Yeah. With Emma, Dave, and Ashling on Spin.
Still here this morning is a legend. That is Teddy Swims.
What good crack. Morning. Teddy, I have a question for you because I know the album came out in September of last year, right? The album obviously called I've Tried Everything But Therapy. I know when you were on the Graham Norton show, he asked you this question, so I'm going to ask the question again. You know what it is. Have you been to therapy yet?
So it's kind of hard to get into like a routine of weekly situations when I'm out on the road, you know? But I have been, so, I mean, he's not quite a, I guess he's not like a, licensed therapist,
right?
But my hero, my whole world, man, my second father, this guy Diamond Dallas Page, he's the one that helped me over the pandemic lose like, you know, 60-70 pounds.
Wow.
And so we talk weekly and have about an hour conversation, and he's also when I was a child, like, my favorite wrestler of all time, and so as I'm navigating this kind of blow up and this explosion, he's done a lot for me as a therapist to just tell me about what to expect and how to breathe and constantly take care of myself on the road. And
amazing.
Call me and make sure I'm getting up. So
he's like a guru.
You know, yeah, he's like a guru in ways and like a big mentor. You know?
Is he a WWE guru?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah.
That's mental.
So it's not a licensed therapist by any means, but it is.
It's a form of therapy.
Yeah. You know, and I talk to him and it does.
It's so important.
What the function is, you know.
Form of therapy is like getting into an ice bath. Like there are many, many forms of therapy.
Absolutely.
But I think the direct answer there is no.
Not in the traditional sense,
but very good. And I actually really, really like the thought of talking to someone even once a week, even for an hour, get everything out into your chest. If you didn't, though, I was going to be like, come on, please now, because it is really, really beneficial. I have a therapist called Sean, and I absolutely love Sean. And I was thinking of if I was Teddy Swims and I'd gone to therapy, what were the albums that I would release after therapy. So I'm thinking, obviously, you'd have Sean Says Everything's Gonna Be Okay. And I really, really like that. It's kind of the same length as yours, I've Tried Everything But Therapy. And so for your second album, I would say Sean Says Everything's Gonna Be Okay.
I love that.
And
that's
the beautiful. Other one is Breathe In, Hold for 7, Blow Out for 8.
Yeah, that's what I get all the time. Right? Yeah. He tells me the science of like breathing in and exhaling and what it does and all the little things that go
on.
He tells me all the time. I forget the.
Very good.
Teddy, your name, obviously, Teddy Swims. It's a stage name.
Yeah.
And your real name is?
Jayton Dimmesdale.
Jayton Dimmesdale. Very different.
Sorry,
Jayton
Dimmesdale's bloody cool.
That is cool.
That's also a superstar name.
You've gone for Teddy Swims, and Swims stands for someone who isn't me sometimes, which came first as well, the acronym or what it stands for.
So the acronym came first, you know, the name, like, you know, the... I found it on like a forum, and it was originally Swim, and then we just added the S to it, but it's someone who isn't me, and I found it in this forum, and it was like,
right.
And I like the way that everybody referred to themselves as that, and I was like, it made me feel like it was like a safe place or like something that you can kind of talk to about and not be quite, well, I'm not going to say not yourself, but to asking for a friend situation.
Yeah. Okay.
I've always kind of been Teddy like my whole life, so I just, it kind of slapped together somehow, and then, you know, here we are.
Are you Teddy because you're kind of cuddly?
Yeah. That's been forever, yeah.
The first thing you did when you walked in is you gave me a big hug.
You gave me a hug. Yeah, I held out the hand and then I felt really bad.
I never get away from Teddy.
Okay, so you're Teddy Swims. Were there any other kind of stage names on the on the drawing board at the time?
I was actually just going to be Swims, and then my buddy Tyler, who took me on my first tour, was like, we're going to put Teddy in front of it. I was like, dude, I hate that. He's like, well, it's my tour, so it's going on the front. And then thank God he did, because it stuck. And it, I mean, I guess it's pretty cool. I don't know. I don't like it.
I prefer Teddy Swims. If we were interviewing Swims, I'd be a little bit more intimidated.
Yeah, I'd be scared.
Yeah, Teddy's makes it sweet.
It does.
He was right. A good call.
So I've been thinking of other words that you could use instead of Swims in case you ever want to change it up that have, like, you know, a phrase attached. So you could be Teddy, born of wonderful loving souls, and that'd be Teddy Bowles.
Oh!
A different sport.
I love that.
Teddy Bowles, very good.
You could be Teddy, grow old, living for smiles. Teddy Golfs.
Grow old, living for smiles.
These are really good.
Teddy can rhyme in every song. Teddy cries.
Oh,
that would be tough. I'm already having a hard enough time. How depressing my music is. I think people would be worried about me then.
That's after the therapy, that one.
Yeah.
And then my favorite one would be Teddy, from another realm to sing. That would be Teddy Farts.
That's not as fun. I mean, it could be as fun, I guess.
I love
it. It is burning calories, you know what I'm saying?
Teddy Swims, a pleasure. You are a pleasure to be in the company of, and best luck for night two tonight. Enjoy for heading along to Teddy Swims at the 3 Olympia. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Teddy.
Thank you, Teddy.
My pleasure.
Can we have another cuddle?
Of course, you know it.
Recharged.
Taste of Dublin is back once again. It's happening from Thursday the 13th to Sunday the 16th of June in a new location this time, Merrion Square, as opposed to Ivy Gardens.
I remember last year being at Body and Soul with my friend, and do you remember the torrential rain at Body and Soul last year? There was like an actual storm warning in place.
I think I remember this, yeah.
So we left after one sleep, and do you remember the big walk?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I do.
Yeah.
We came back to Dublin. The weather was like Tormelinos. Second message for Tormelinos on today's show. And went to Taste of Dublin.
Oh, grand job.
Excellent.
That sounds good.
What's it? All's well that ends well.
That's it. You can enjoy Ireland's best chef, hottest restaurants, finest artists and producers, and incredible live musical entertainment where food lovers feast. You can get tickets now at tasteofdublin.ie.
Jenny's on to give this a go this morning. We have a little game to play. Jenny's on her way to work at this hour. What do you do for work, Jenny?
In retail.
Very nice.
Do you want to? Can you name the shop, or even give us the category of shop?
Supermarket.
Supermarket.
I thought you were going to be like Super Value. Supermarket. Okay, nice. Dave, you used to work in Dunn's.
I did. Do you have to face off every night, Jenny?
Do I have to what?
Face things off.
Face off. That's what we used to call it in Dunn's.
That sounds like a fight.
No, I work in the office.
Okay, very good.
I deal with men. Yeah, a long time.
Oh, good.
You know the good brands from the bad brands.
And very true.
And won't be very judgy at Taste of Dublin should you win these tickets this morning. Well, just for coming on, you have them. But the biggie, I suppose, is to try and get you into the draw on Friday to win a 1,000 euro Yusk voucher. Do you have lots of things you need for your gaff?
Yeah, I could do with new garden furniture.
Yeah, especially at this time of year.
It's a great time of year for that as well. I'm really jealous of Dave, because he's after getting himself a sun lounge ginger, and I don't have one.
They're unreal. They're unbelievable. Top tier, would recommend. All you got to do is play our little game to go into that draw to win 1,000 euro. You need a score of 5 or more.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Here we go, Jenny. We're going to put 30 seconds on the clock. Producer Callum is going to show us a load of food based words, and we'll have to describe those words to you, and you have to tell us what the word is. It's as simple as that. It's like heads up. Do you ever play heads up?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So if he held up apple, we'd say it's a fruit that can be green and red, and Pink Lady is one of them, and you'd say apple, and we'd go, yeah, simple as that.
We'll get as many of them as we can, but you just get to pick who you play with today, Emma, Dave or Aisling?
I'll go with Dave.
Ah, thanks, Jenny. I'm going to try my absolute best for you.
Okay, just give me 1 second there, guys. Hold the phone. Okay, 3, 2, 1.
All right. It's green, it's a vegetable, it's gross, it's not peas. It has a stalk.
Broccoli?
Yeah, that's it. This comes from a cow, and it's not normal flavoured. It's like not strawberry, but...
It comes from a cow? Milk?
Yeah, but it's not strawberry milk, it's...
Chocolate milk?
That's the one, yeah. This is like a donut. It's bread. It has a hole in the middle.
A bagel?
Yeah, that's the one. This is... You can crack it. I suck at this.
You got a score of 3.
Not to worry.
No, not bad. Jenny.
Chocolate milk was tricky.
It was tricky. I don't know how you described that one.
I don't know how I got it myself.
You've got those Taste of Dublin tickets anyway, so congratulations.
Thanks a million. Thank you.
Enjoy that pet. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Jenny.
Bye.
Bye.
We're going to give you another chance to win yourself your tickets to Taste of Dublin on tomorrow's show, and also, I suppose, again, really big for people, is to get yourself in with the shot of winning that 1,000 euro Yusk voucher. We're going to do it tomorrow instead after 7:30.
Oh, oh, very nice.
Yeah.
I should have said it comes from a brown cow.
I still don't know if that would have helped.
I would have been
if
really
normal
confused.
Milk comes from a white cow.
You know what I would have said?
Milk comes from a brown cow.
You would have thrown me there and would have said soy milk.
Soy
milk. Or something like bizarre. Yeah. Low fat milk or something, you know?
That was difficult.
I think you did well. Guys,
stunning.
Oh, shut up. God, you're too talented.
It's so annoying.
So annoying.
Oh, I guess I'll just go then.
Oh, lads, the Taylor Swift hype is out of control. Liverpool now are transforming into Taylor Town to welcome Taylor Swift.
No way.
Taylor Town.
Poor old Jurgen Klopp, he's only out the door. Not even a look in. So the city's going to host like art installations, craft workshops and a conference dedicated to her impact and economic impact.
See,
and cultural
not everyone,
impact.
Not everyone in Liverpool is a Jurgen Klopp fan, but everyone is a Taylor Swift fan.
Are they though? Are they so really?
No, probably not.
Probably not.
Can't stand it.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.